The Red Eye Radio Million Mile Club honors truck drivers who have driven at least 1 million miles accident-free, celebrating over 20 years of rewarding safe drivers. We caught up with one of our members. In fact, she's one of our newest members, Lorraine Semba, recently taking a break from the road. And first of all, Lorraine, we want to say congratulations to you on this milestone. Now you're part of an elite club of drivers who share remarkable safety records and demonstrate superior driving skills. Congratulations, Lorraine. How are you?
Thank you. I think I'm better than you were a couple weeks ago.
Well, you know what? We've been trying to, you and I have been trying to get together to have this conversation for a few weeks, and I've been sick two or three times since then. I don't know what's going on, but I am healthier today. And you know what? I got to tell you, I saw a picture of you in your Million Mile Club jacket, and you look great.
Well, that was before I had all my badges put on.
Oh.
I just got it out of the seamstress shop yesterday, and I have 20 badges sewed on.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. Well, do me a favor and take another picture and send it to us, if you will, because I love that about drivers. The safe drivers out there, Lorraine, are the ones, again, that we really need to honor, and we really need to put you folks up on a pedestal because you're so important. We need you to carry this industry through in this so-called driver shortage, you know, for some time to come. We know that you folks are going to lead us into a much better place in the economy as well. So I want to talk, first of all, about you, about Lorraine Semba. When did you first start driving truck?
1989.
Wow. That's awesome.
I've been at it for quite some time. As a matter of fact, this was, I just received 2 million mile award. And actually, I drove 6 safe miles for my previous company. So it's probably closer to 3 million.
Oh, my goodness. This is great. You know, and we've always said that our Million Mile Club, we're going to have to put the word multi in there for a bunch of you folks. And that's just terrific. So we're looking at 25 years. So going back to the 80s and probably even back before that, where did you get that spark in your eye? When did you first start thinking about driving a truck for a living?
When my 2 daughters were in college at the same time.
I feel your pain. I know exactly what that pain is.
Right.
And so you went out there. You were looking for something to do. And, you know, here's the thing. I have to ask a question. A lot of our safest drivers, greatest drivers out there today, learn from somebody that they love. Did you have anybody in your family that drove a truck? Did you have anybody that you knew that you were close to when you were growing up or when you were younger that was driving a truck for a living?
Not at all. My previous experience was a civil servant in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
And I had never been in an 18-wheeler. I had never been around an 18-wheeler.
Wow.
I can remember going through truck driving school and walked to a truck stop that was close to the school and just stood around looking at those large trucks and hearing that hum that you hear when you go to any truck stop with the idling trucks.
Yeah.
And I just thought I was in a different world. Which of course it is. It is a different world.
Yeah. You know,
but
it is.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that this is what is surprising because you caught the bug, as they say. And I've always said it has to be in the blood to do it successfully. And you kind of just, I guess, had it in the blood to begin with, even though no one in your family was doing it. You caught that bug and you were really attracted to it. And that's just amazing because I think you kind of have to have that in order to really assimilate to the lifestyle and also be good at it, to be safe, right?
Well, I think a lot of it I can attribute to the work ethic of growing up on a farm.
Yeah,
Because any kid who grows up on a farm has to drive a tractor and a pickup and things like that.
Right.
So I had been on large equipment before. But
never
an 18-wheeler, never anything close to the lifestyle. But I will say one thing. For a woman, there's no glass ceiling in that industry. And opportunities are great for a lady. I've trained many women drivers.
Well, you know, that's what I love about it, too, because I have been, you know, in fact, in touch with Ellen Voya over at Women in Trucking. I worked with her for years in other organizations and just in the industry in general. I know how passionate she is about it. And I know how great that organization is about shining the positive light, you know, on the industry overall, but especially you know, the female side of the trucking industry. And it's, it is a growing sector. Going back, you know, years, I also remember, you know, some of the, truck makers that, that started changing the style of their cabs and the design of their cabs because the population of drivers was becoming more diverse. And a lot of that had to do with more and more women, in trucking. So who, what company are you leased onto or are you with right now?
I work for Swift Transportation, and prior to Swift Transportation, I worked for a company called Missouri-Nebraska Express.
Yeah.
And that was bought out by Swift Transportation.
So okay, yeah.
If you, if depending on how you look at it, I guess you could say I've, my whole career has been with Swift Transportation.
Yeah, well, that's, and in fact, you're right, because when one company, you've basically been in the same job, you know, through
yes.
through that, and it's just, and we know in radio, we know all about those acquisitions and how that works. But you've been essentially at that same job this whole time. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Let me ask you this, Eric. Have you ever been on a big truck?
Oh yeah. Absolutely. My father, my father-in-law was a fleet owner, and yeah, absolutely. I've been in. Probably throughout my life, starting in my teenage years, I've done plenty of ride-alongs. I am going to tell you this, Lorraine. You don't want me getting behind the wheel. TMTA, they put me behind one of their simulators one time, and it was just a disaster. All right, so let's ask you some more questions here about, like, your equipment. What kind of truck are you in right now?
Well, I have a very unusual job. Of course, I paid my dues by going all over the country because I've been every place
right.
as an over-the-road driver. Now I'm what is called a shuttle driver.
Okay.
The concept is wonderful.
Yeah.
And I consider myself having the best job in the company because if you, being we're in the Olympics right now, just think of Summer Olympics and think of a relay race.
Right.
A relay race that passes the baton.
Yeah.
Well, what I do in effect between Kansas City and Phoenix is I pass a truck. So I take the truck 250 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And get out of it and give it to another driver who carries it on to Dalhart, Texas.
Wow.
Out of that truck, and the next person takes it to Albuquerque, the next person takes it to Holbrook, Arizona, and the last person takes it to Phoenix.
Wow.
And once I get out of that truck, I get in another one coming the opposite direction from Phoenix to Kansas City.
Wow, awesome.
So what's great about this is I still drive 500 miles a day, but I'm home every night. I can use my own shower, my own house, my own kitchen. I'm not gone all month and paying rent on a place for 3 days or 2 days, whatever.
Right.
You know, most of the road drivers, if
sure.
they're anxious to make a lot of money, they come home maybe 2 or 3 days a month, which
right.
is what I used to do. But
yeah.
Now I'm home every night.
Awesome.
I can get on the phone and talk to you.
Wow, that's just great. Yeah. That's just great. Well, if you were to have a conversation with a new driver, maybe someone that's only been in the year in the business a few years, and you wanted to pass along your own personal safety philosophy, what would that be?
Would you like me to talk to a woman driver or to a man driver?
Oh, that's interesting. You know what? Talk to a female driver. What would you say to a female driver?
I would say to a female driver, there are many, many opportunities out there. Many companies like to have hire female drivers because, and no offense to the male drivers because there's plenty of safe male drivers too, but
sure.
A lot of companies like the stability of a female driver, the cautiousness of the female driver.
Right.
And if as long as they can keep their eye on the goal and not be distracted, because there are plenty of distractions out on the road, I would say the opportunities are great. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, I did train for a while, and I can't tell you that I used to call it a trucker high. When a lady driver learns how to drive the truck for the first time,
yeah.
it's like she just sits tall in the seat.
Right.
So maybe it's good that they're designing cabs, especially for women, because they got a lot of tall women
yeah.
drivers out there now.
Yeah.
A lot more than when I began, I
yeah.
did.
Well, you know, that brings us to equipment in terms of, like, maintenance and that kind of thing, whether you do your own maintenance. But in terms of treating that equipment, you know, right, it really is, you know, part of safety, is it not? I mean, over the years, you've learned that, you know, you want to make sure that you are doing your proper maintenance. You're making sure that if there's something that needs to be, you know, preventive maintenance that needs to be taken care of, you're on that schedule on a regular basis. Isn't that a part of safety as well?
Oh, definitely. And the most important thing when you start out in the morning is that pre-trip. You know, you just have to do a good pre-trip. And then in my particular position where I pass a truck from one to another, you don't ever want to leave a problem for another driver. Like,
right.
You just don't do something like that.
Yeah.
So, yes, very religious about B-service and 50,000-mile service. And, of course, in the fleet that I'm in right now, we really rack up miles fast because these trucks are continually moving.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, if you're in a condo and over the road, you stop for your breaks and so on. But other than our 30-minute break, we have to, I mean, these trucks are moving almost continually. It just doesn't take but a month or two to get thousands and thousands of miles on
sure.
these trucks.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to stay ahead of it. You really do. Well, listen, Lorraine, yes. it's a pleasure finally talking to you.
Yes, and I'm glad to hear that you didn't get it as bad as Atlanta did.
Yeah, you know, we got a little bit of ice, but it wasn't that bad in Atlanta. I saw some of the pictures out of there. And, you know, Atlanta, as you know as a driver, is one of those cities that's so hard to navigate to begin with, just traffic every day. That congestion in Atlanta is legendary, but wow, that sheet of ice and the second time this winter is devastating. So we just want to, you know, certainly send out a please be safe to all the drivers out there for the rest of this winter and year round. Always look out and look out for yourself, look out for the other guy, and do what Lorraine does. Follow Lorraine's philosophy, and you too could be a Million Mile Club or a multi-Million Mile Club member right here. And by the way, we want to thank our sponsors, Chevron Dello, Trucker Buddy, Catscale, Motel 6, and Petro Stopping Centers. They make it all possible. And Lorraine, take a picture of that jacket and please send it to us with those new patches on it, would you?
I will. And did you see the thank you I posted on my Facebook page?
Yes, we did. We did. And we thank you, by the way. You're so gracious and just, again, one of these drivers that we just want to shine some positive light on because we believe you help make this industry a more positive place. Thank you so much, Lorraine Simba. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Eric, and I'm glad you're back to good health.
Thank you.
Red Eye Radio.